Grace to you in peace in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A text for our meditation is just one verse from the familiar story of Jesus' birth in Luke chapter 2. Verse 11 simply says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And this is our text. Last year, in the days before Christmas, I was listening to a popular, nationally syndicated morning radio show when a disgruntled Jewish caller called into the program to complain about Christmas. The man said that he didn't like the focus of Christmas and all of the songs and the stories and all the stuff that goes along with it. Being Jewish, he didn't like the Christmas bombardment that came at him from every angle. And the DJ of the program tried to show the caller why Christmas is a good thing for everyone. And he said, you know, that Christmas is a time for giving, and it's for thinking of others before yourself. And then he said, and oh yes, there are some religious undertones to it also. But the suggestion of the DJ to the caller was essentially for him not to let those minor religious undertones spoil the real meaning of Christmas. I was stunned and appalled and saddened by this seemingly acceptable perspective on Christmas. If it is true that the religious stuff about the Son of God being born to a virgin in a town in Judea, and angels of the Lord breaking forth into song, and shepherds visiting this newly born child, have become nothing more than undertones in our celebration and proclamation of Christmas, then we have seriously and sadly lost our way. There can be no Christmas without Christ. And those undertones had better become microphones proclaiming loud and clear that Jesus is here. I couldn't believe what I was hearing that morning on that radio show, and yet I could believe it because we've all been hearing it more and more each year. Ever since the Christian church hijacked December 25th from the pagan world and sanctified it in order to recognize it as the day of our Savior's birth, I'm sure the devil has been looking for a way to reclaim that date. And what better way to do that than to take everyone's attention off and away from the one for whom the day is actually named. Namely, of course, Christ. And so, with the help of Hallmark and Macy's and Black Friday sales and Christmas specials on TV and parties at work and such, the devil has slowly but surely worked to remove Christ from Christmas. So effective has been his carefully plotted plan that Christmas is now enjoyed and celebrated by people of every religion and by people of no religion. For after all, as the DJ said, it's really about giving and about thinking of others before yourself. And the religious undertones are so minor and non-essential to the recognition and celebration of the day that Christmas can be equally celebrated by all. How pathetic is that? How offensive to God is that? The angel of the Lord brought the shepherds good news of great joy that was to be for all people, that a Savior had been born, who was and is Christ the Lord. The shepherds were to celebrate because Jesus, the Savior, had been born. And we are to celebrate this day of Christmas also because this day is Jesus' birthday. That's what we celebrate. And that's why we celebrate. You see, without the birth of Jesus, there's nothing to celebrate at Christmas. And indeed, there would be no such thing and no such word as Christmas. We hear all the time that Christmas is about giving and thinking of others. It's about peace and love and goodwill on earth. That is a time for family and traditions and celebrations. And all of that is true insofar as it flows from celebrating Jesus' birthday. But take away the birth of Jesus, and December 25th is simply the date that the Roman world celebrated the festival honoring Saturn, who was their god of agriculture. A festival and a date that would have both simply faded into oblivion after the fall of Rome. But December 25th has not faded into oblivion. December 25th is not an indifferent date. Rather, it stands as the most universally recognized date of the year. And why is that? It's because it's the birth of Jesus. And why is the birth of this one man, Jesus, recognized and celebrated the world over? Because this one man, Jesus, is the Christ. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the one who came to this world to suffer and to die on a cross, to forgive each and every one of us of our sins, and rose from a grave as the victor over death. We remember and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, this one man Jesus, because he saved us from death. We live as forgiven children of God, always and only because of him. And we celebrate Christmas always and only. And we honor this day because of him. And thus, Christmas can never and must never be simply a day of fun and family and maybe also with a few light religious undertones to it. But it must remain first and foremost, always, the celebration of Jesus' birth. And thus today, to remind us of what this day is truly all about, I'd like to close this message this morning by doing for Jesus what we do for everyone else when it's their birthday. We sing. So, I can't even do it. Please join with me in singing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
In the name of Jesus, our newborn Savior. Amen.